Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. What's going on this morning, Joe?
How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing well, and you know, whether it's Bud Selig or Mike Slive or any of the other leaders of a particular league, those guys always have their hands full with a lot of things to deal with, don't they?
Well, and stuff that they don't even anticipate. I'm sure that all this with A-Rod has come up and sort of blindsided some people that they didn't think they were going to have to deal with all of this, and you wonder how long it's going to go on. You know, I guess there's so many elements of this we still don't know. Like, Frank, like you said, are they going to pursue whoever it is that leaked the information? You know, that's one question that comes to mind. Another is, are they going to pursue releasing the other names on the list? I'll be glad when it's all over, but I have a feeling it's not going to be over anytime soon.
As far as basketball goes, Tennessee tuned up for Saturday's game against Vanderbilt with a blowout win against Georgia. I'd like to have you talk a little about Vanderbilt's preparations as they get ready to go over to Knoxville.
Well, trying to get a couple of guys healthier, for one. Hopefully George Drake will be back near full strength after the hip pointer he suffered last week, and I anticipate he probably will be. This is really, according to Kevin, the last stretch of what he considers quality practice time available for the season. This is the last time they have a week between games, and so if you're going to get anything changed or anything done, now's really the time to do it, because after this you're back into that mode of a practice or so and then a game, you know, so your preparation is really focused on the opponent much more. So trying to just continue to improve, really. They've done, I think, a really good job in the last three games of showing marked improvement, certainly offensively. And I think they're just trying to build on that, build on their confidence on that, and get better, because, I mean, they're going to need it down the stretch now, starting Saturday, you know, with Knoxville, and then, of course, Tuesday with Kentucky. You know, this is a pretty important week coming up.
Joe, looking at the last game, what do you see Vanderbilt needs to do as far as just improving upon that performance going up against the Vols and just a very long athletic team?
They got to continue to do a couple things that they've done reasonably well. It's really important that they take good care of the basketball and value their possessions, certainly offensively. They have had a tendency, when they have trouble, if you go back and look at some of the games where they have trouble, they tend to not only give up turnovers, but turnovers that lead directly to baskets. You know, it's one thing to throw the ball out of bounds. It's another to throw it to somebody who takes it down and jams it on a breakaway. And so when they play well, they tend to value the basketball. They've got to continue to do that. The other thing that they've really did well against Ole Miss, I thought it was probably maybe one of their best all-around efforts. They were really physical on the boards. I mean, they really, you know, asserted themselves, showed a presence, you know, got in there. They knew it was going to be a physical game against a very good rebounding team, and they really went after it, and they're going to have to continue to do that. It has to be by committee. It can't just be AJ. It's got to be, you know, McClellan and Goldberg and Taylor and Chien Gang and all the rest of them just really getting after the boards for them to be successful.
Joe, I saw a proposed rule change that Brett Upson probably wouldn't like very much. And this is from the USA Today this morning. A proposal would change the roughing the kicker rule, eliminating the call against a punter who goes outside the tackle box for a rugby-style kick. So I assume that would mean that if you know, a guy rolled out to, you know, for one of those rugby punts, that they could just bury him without any consequences.
I can't imagine they'll pass that, although I can understand why they're trying to consider it. I don't know if they're trying to make the punting go back to a more traditional method or not, but a lot of teams are now utilizing that rugby-style punt. Vanderbilt utilized it maybe as well as anybody in the country for the most part. I would be surprised if that passed, because I don't think they're still going to rule a kicker or a punter, rather, to be one out there that's trying to – that should take a lot of that punishment.
Right.
You know, we'll see. I guess they have to always come up with things to tweak things, but I would be surprised if that rule passed.
Got to have something to do.
I got to have something to kill their time.
Exactly. And one more thing before we let you go. I got an email from the ticket office saying there were some seats left for a couple of the home basketball games.
I was going to mention that with spring break coming up the end of this month and the first part of March, some of the student tickets have been returned for the South Carolina game on February 28th and the Arkansas game on March 8th. So you can call 322-GOLD or go online, and those tickets had been sold out until those tickets were returned from the allotment. So good opportunity to get some tickets for what will be very important games in that last couple of weeks of the season.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.